you're in a goofy or negative environment right now, I need you to listen to this, right? You can still win regardless of how things look at the moment. Let me explain. I grew up in the crack era, right? And I remember the shift in the environment as crack came in and took over, right? My house was the party house. Everybody would come over, party, turn up. I'm talking about, you know, loud music, dancing, hooting and hollering, drinking, talking trash. You know, back then we had records, right? We had albums. And I remember I had the Beat Street albums. And I remember coming halfway down the steps. I lived in the Richard Allen Projects, 10th and Poplar, in the middle of North Philly. So I remember coming down the steps and kind of peeking over the steps. And I remember seeing my mom's best friend, Tina, and she had this the yellow envelope, dumping out what was in it and getting the seeds out, right? And that was just the norm at our crib. You know, kids go upstairs, whatever, whatever. But then there was a shift, and it went from a fun, upbeat energy to a more dark and gloomy energy. And my mom shifted from, you know, the silly, fun-loving, you know, always something slick to say person to mean and irritable, and just everything about her began to change. And I'm telling you, anytime, obviously I learned this later looking back, but anytime she couldn't get what she needed to get high, I would become her punching bag. And when I say I was my mom's only child, she would beat me senseless for next to nothing. I'm talking about she would beat me with anything she can get her hands on. I mean, I remember one time I had to miss school for a couple of days because she was beating me, and I was trying to avoid it, and the belt, whop, went across my face. Now, mind you, see how light I am. Obviously, I didn't have any, you know what I mean? And there was a welt, there's a big mark across my face. So I had to stay out of school for a few days. I mean, it was bad, right? The abuse was, it was terrible, right? And we eventually got kicked out. Now, mind you, we lived in the projects. The rent had to be next to nothing. But, you know, that crack was destroying her, right? And destroying our home and destroying everything. And so we eventually ended up getting kicked out. She went and ran the streets. I went and stayed with my grandmother for a season. More on that story later on. Why did I just share that? Because that was really the start of a series of unfortunate events for me. I had countless addresses, dealt with countless goofy situations growing up, right? Living over here, going through this, living over here, going through this, living over here, going through this, and trying to figure out life, right? And even into adulthood, right? Paying the prices for being unprepared for adulthood because of what childhood looked like caused me to, again, make goofy choice after goofy choice as I was trying to figure out adulthood. No, I'm lying, because the first half of my life, I wasn't really trying to figure it out. You know, I found the church, I found God, fell in love with that, and I stopped there, right? That's another story for another time as well. But then I reached a point, you know, maybe a decade or so ago, where I began to search and I began to understand a little bit more about how the world works and about how our minds work and about how powerful we are and about what resilience looks like and about how it doesn't matter, you know, what our current circumstance is or what we've been through or what we've experienced, that we can still overcome. We can still become great. We can still transform our lives. We can still accomplish anything we set our hearts and minds out to accomplish. So I just want you to know that right now, although it may seem dark and it may even feel hopeless, I want you to understand that if you use your superpowers, if you use your focus, right, if you learn to be a good decision maker, if you learn to become a better communicator, right, if you learn to use your imagination for good, right, for things that are good for you to create, to dream for yourself, you can literally, you can totally totally transform whatever situation you're in right now. 6 months from now, you can be in a totally different place. Hell, honestly, if we're being real, 1 month from now, you can be in a totally different space. If not physically, mentally, no, I take that back as well. Mentally, emotionally, and physically, you can be in a totally different space. Because you can start working on some things physically. And when you start changing mentally and emotionally, that gives you what you need to start changing physically as well. And that impacts you and affects you physically as well. So you can literally transform your life regardless of, right, whatever it is you're going through, regardless of the negativity and the toxicity and all the things that may be going on around you right now. You may be planted there right now, but that's not your destiny. That's a step along the way. And if you're watching this and you feel some sort of connection there, I want you to understand that you are not sentenced to where your feet are right now. You can totally change yourself. You can totally change your environment. You can totally transform your life, and you can be a light that impacts that environment that you're in right now. So don't lose hope. Don't lose hope. Stay sharp. Stay focused. Because if a little boy that grew up in multiple crack houses, that was just the first one, in multiple crack houses, who went through multiple levels of abuse from multiple different angles and experienced all the goofy things I experienced, can stand here in a beautiful home with a beautiful wife, with beautiful children, right? With beautiful, all the things, and I'm just getting started. You absolutely can have all the things as well.